Hello, and welcome to day 23 of our preparation for total consecration. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Day 23. Imitate her modesty and purity. By your consecration to the Immaculate, your soul with all its faculties and your body with all its senses will belong to her. If the body of all those who are baptized is a temple of the Holy Spirit, think of how much more gladly the Spirit will dwell in the body of those who have consecrated themselves without reserve to His beloved spouse. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. Resolve to show that you belong to the Immaculate by glorifying God in your body. That is by your pure and modest conduct, by the way you act, and also by the way you dress. Let your modesty be known to all men. Be modest in the choice of clothing with which you veil and dignify your body. Protect the dignity of your person by not allowing yourself to be objectified by others. Our Lord says to you, do not throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. Realize that if you do not value your dignity and purity, if you do not command respect for yourself by your modest clothing and chaste conduct, both will be taken from you. You will not receive respect. Instead, you will be objectified, trampled by the lustful minds of persons who do not care about you, but are like swine that attack and tear to pieces. Your dignity is so great and precious that if you allow it to be taken away, you grieve the Holy Spirit of God and sin gravely. Put off your old nature, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new nature, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Because you belong to the Immaculate, totally, your eyes, your mind, and your thoughts also belong to her. Therefore, view others with purity too. Do not objectify them by lust. Do not be like swine that do not value, but only trample the pearls placed before them. Everyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and throw it away. It is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body be thrown into hell. Cut yourself off from whatever leads you to the sin of lust, rather than seeing yourself cut off from grace and to fall into sin. If you faithfully maintain the purity of your eyes, one day they will behold Our Lady in heaven. Modesty means refusing to unveil what should remain hidden. Modesty is decency. It inspires one's choice of clothing. Modesty inspires a way of life which makes it possible to resist the allurements of fashion and the pressures of prevailing ideologies. Certain fashions will be introduced which will greatly offend our Lord. Will you allow these words of Our Lady spoken to Saint Jacinta of Fatima to speak to you as well? Or will you resist grace and continue to tell yourself your clothing is modest, even if it unveils and draws attention to what does not belong for the public to see, even if you know you are allowing yourself to be objectified? Will you continue to objectify and take with your lustful mind what does not belong to you? Our Lady loves the virtue of purity, and she wants to adorn you with it. But you must pray earnestly to her to receive and live it faithfully. It will set you free, restore your dignity, and give you a peace that the world cannot give, transcending even that which it can imagine. Let us now turn to page 83 for our daily prayers. If you can, please kneel down. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The act of adoration of the Most Holy Trinity. I adore you, our Heavenly Father, because you have deigned to place in the most pure womb of Mary your only begotten Son. I adore you, O Son of God, because you condescended to enter the womb of Mary and became truly her actual Son. I adore you, O Holy Spirit, because you deigned to form in her immaculate womb the body of the Son of God. I adore you, O Most Holy Trinity, O One God in the Holy Trinity, for having exalted the Immaculate in such a divine way. And I will never cease daily, from the first moment I awake, to adore you most humbly, O Divine Trinity, with my face to the ground, repeating three times, Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Supplication to Our Lady. Allow me to praise you, O Most Holy Virgin, with my personal commitment and sacrifice. Allow me to live, work, suffer, be consumed, and die for you, just for you. Allow me to bring the whole world to you. Allow me to contribute to your ever greater exaltation, to your greatest possible exaltation. Allow me to give you such glory that no one else has ever given you up to now. Allow others to surpass me in zeal for your exaltation, and me to surpass them, so that by means of such noble rivalry, your glory may increase ever more profoundly, ever more rapidly, ever more intensely, as He who has exalted you so indescribably above all other beings Himself desires. In you alone, God is incomparably more glorified than in all His other saints. For you, God has created the world. For you, God has also called me to existence. Allow me to praise you, O Most Holy Virgin, O Mary conceived without sin. Pray for us who have recourse to you, and for all who do not have recourse to you, especially for the enemies of the Holy Church and those recommended to you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that concludes our preparation for day 23. I began yesterday's reflection talking about the woes and the ills of society, the brokenness within our own souls, within our families, and within the church. And Our Lady saw these things. And so she intervened in human history. She intervened in Lourdes, appearing 18 times to Saint Bernadette with the rosary around her arm, and she would only appear once Bernadette began the rosary. Our Lady foresaw all of the troubles of the 20th and the 21st century, and she appeared to three shepherd children and warned them that people had to repent, and please, I beg of you, pray the rosary every single day. And Our Lady appeared month after month after month after month. Why? Because she loves her children. And she knew that if we would just pray the rosary, all of the things we stand in need of would be answered. This is what Sister Lucia, one of the shepherd children, said about the Most Holy Rosary. The Most Holy Virgin, in these last times in which we live, has given a new efficacy to the recitation of the rosary, to such an extent that there is no problem, no matter how difficult it is, whether temporal or above all spiritual, in the personal life of each one of us, of our families, that cannot be resolved by the rosary. There is no problem, I tell you, no matter how difficult it is, that we cannot resolve by the prayer of the Holy Rosary. So the Virgin Mary, like a good mother, is trying to warn her children, trying to help her children, and she continued to appear. She appeared in Cabejo in Africa. She appeared in Akita, Japan, again, warning us and reminding us, you want happiness, you want Jesus, you want the Holy Spirit to come down. Please, I beg of you, pray the rosary. But this should cause us to ask the question, why isn't she saying anything else? Why not do this devotion? Why not do that devotion? And And again, it brings us back to the rosary is the key that unlocks every door in the spiritual life. By praying the rosary every single day, your devotion to Jesus in the sacraments dramatically increases. We have more contrition for our sins. It helps us to examine our conscience every single time that we pray the rosary. When you pray the rosary, it is easier to hear the voice of God as you pray, and you will have direction in your life. The greatest way to make sure that you find and fulfill God's plan for your life is by praying the rosary every day. When you pray the rosary every day, your charismatic gifts increase and the power of the Holy Spirit begins to flow in your lives and pours out into the lives of other people. When you pray the rosary every day, you begin to see the hand of God moving in your life, and on top of that, your prayers are answered. We have a say in the outcome of human events. We are not passive bystanders. With the rosary, we can move mountains, we can change hearts, and we can change the course of history. Because the Virgin Mary is such a good mom, she made promises to Saint Dominic and Blessed Alan as a source of motivation for us. Because the rosary can be tedious, and we need a push to get us started. So I'm going to read to you just a few of the 15 promises that were made to Saint Dominic and Blessed Alan concerning the Most Holy Rosary. I'm going to read them off of this prayer card. It's a large 8x10. I have a link in the description with these images and also the 15 promises if you would like to print out your own 8x10 for your personal use. Before I share some of the promises that Mary makes to those who prayed the rosary faithfully, I need to note that the promises she made were for those who prayed the entire rosary as it was originally introduced. I'm not going to get into in this video whether you should pray one rosary or three rosaries or four rosaries. That is something that we should discern at a later time. But for now, let's begin. The first promise, who shall ever faithfully serve me by the recitation of the rosary shall receive signal graces. One of the benefits of praying the rosary is that you will receive consolation. Because Mary is a spouse of the Holy Spirit, because the rosary is so full of the Holy Spirit, it is the prayer of the gospel, because you encounter God in prayer, if you're doing your mental prayer, you're going to get consolations. The Lord's going to speak to you. It's going to crush the head of the serpent who brings desolation. So as you're discerning, you're making choices on the movements of the soul, what you're getting in prayer. But Mary's promising, in addition to these graces, you're also going to receive signs and signals, little coincidences that are like one in a thousand. But we know, according to John Paul II, in the providence of God, there are no coincidences. So you will get little confirmations, little nudges and pushes and encouragements in a certain direction. The second promise of those who pray the rosary every day. I promise my special protection and the greatest graces to all of those who shall recite the rosary. If you are faithful to the rosary, Our Lady promises to protect you. One of the most faithful men to the rosary is Saint John Paul II. On May 13th, the anniversary of Our Lady of Fatima, in 1981, he was in St. Peter's Square, and there was a gunman, and he shot the Pope. This guy was a perfect marksman, and the bullets went straight for his vital organs. Pope John Paul II had a remarkable recovery, and later he was asked about this because he didn't have any death anxiety. He was very calm. They asked the Holy Father about this, and the Holy Father said, although one finger pulled the trigger, it was another finger that was guiding the bullets, and the bullets missed all of his vital organs. Are bad things still going to happen to you? Yes. The cross is a normal part of human existence, but Our Lady will make your crosses easier. Louis de Montfort says that your crosses will be sweet as if they were dipped in honey. And you can be assured, if a tragedy strikes and you've been faithful to the rosary, all things work for the good of those who love the Lord. And how much more for those who love the Lord through the most pure and sorrowful heart of the Virgin Mary. The third promise, and really the reason why I'm even making this video. The rosary shall be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice, decrease sin, and defeat heresies. Vice is a sin that I have a habit of doing. It's almost as if it's second nature. It is a poison to the system. And so many people are slaves. So many people are slaves to sins, sins of lust, sins of pornography, sins of alcoholism. So many vices are ruining our souls and thus ruining our families. I can testify to the power of the rosary destroying vices, not just in my life, but in the lives of so many of my family and friends. And so if you have a vice, if you have an addiction, I am going to give you my 2 cents about what you should do. Never was it known. I have not known a single person who's taken on the entire rosary as a way of life by praying the rosary in the morning, the rosary in the afternoon, the rosary in the evening, and the rosary before bed. I have not known a single person who's prayed the rosary in that way who has persisted in mortal sin or in some sticky vice that they struggled to get out of their life. There's a great saying, you will either give up the rosary or you will give up this sin. I work with high school teenagers and my kids are not private school sheltered children. They're in the mess. They are exposed to drug use. They're exposed to all sorts of terrible vices. And some of them come to me as addicts of drugs, etc. And I have seen them radically transform their lives because they've given themselves totally to the Virgin Mary by praying the rosary as a way of life. And we've just seen miraculous conversions. I have seen families completely destroyed by sin. Everybody can look at this family and say, this is a disaster. But then one person in the family gives their life to the Virgin Mary and offers themselves as a sacrifice by praying the rosary in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, and at night before bed. And one by one, the family members are awakened to the light of God. I'll tell you one little testimony. On one occasion, this woman came to one of my talks, and afterwards she made a commitment. She said, I'm gonna pray the entire rosary, all 4 sets of mysteries broken up throughout the day for the rest of my life for one intention, the salvation of my daughter. Her daughter had an ankle bracelet because she was on house arrest for drugs and all sorts of crimes. It had only been maybe a week or 2 weeks after having made this resolution to pray the entire rosary every day for the rest of her life. She woke up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and she just didn't feel right. She went up to the young woman's bedroom and she was gone. So she got on her knees and began to pray the rosary. After she finished praying the rosary, she heard a knock on the door. It was a police officer that said, you need to come to the emergency room right now because your daughter was in a terrible car accident and she's gonna die. That young woman did end up dying and this woman's life was destroyed. You can only imagine the agony of having lost a teenage daughter. Well, as she was praying the rosary shortly after, all of a sudden, she said she felt an overwhelming presence and the sweetest voice that she's ever heard, I'm getting goosebumps just saying it, saying, she's with us. Our Lord has been merciful. You have saved your daughter. And warmth and peace came over her. And this woman, even though it's the most tragic thing that could ever happen, she was so calm and she had so much confidence. It wasn't a psychological trick. We can tell ourselves things here, but sorrow and agony and pain exist here. I'm telling you right now, that if you struggle with vice or there's somebody in your care who you're responsible for getting to heaven, it's not over unless you quit. You can win their souls if you go all in with the Virgin Mary. This is a great message of hope. There's a reason why Our Lady told the children at Fatima, many souls go to hell because there's nobody to pray for them and to do penance. It wasn't to scare people. It's actually a message of hope. You can save them if you pray and you do penance. And praying the rosary, especially if you're taking on the entire rosary every day, that's tough. That is a penance. But you will soon realize, after you begin to pray the rosary in this fashion, with fervor and with devotion, it will go from being a burden. Yes, it's going to be a burden some days. It will go from being a burden, and then something's going to change in your heart. You're going to realize, no, the rosary is not my burden. The rosary is my guarantee of success. Because when I pray this, I'm given strength to overcome obstacles. When I pray this and I'm sad and my heart feels like it's been run through a shredder, I pray this thing and all of a sudden I'm filled with an interior strength that has no explanation. I encourage you, pray the rosary. You have a say in the outcome of your life. You're no longer a victim. You have the Mother of God at your side. Now, Tomorrow, I'm going to help you to discern if you need to pray one, if you need to pray three, or if you need to pray four. Also, I'm going to give you tips so that you can persevere in praying the rosary. God bless you, God love you, and we will see you tomorrow.